Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you like stories? I love stories, and my boys really love stories. The best story ever told is the story of Jesus, how much He loves us, and what He did for us. It's a true story, and it will fill that place in our heart where something is missing. That's what this song talks about, so let's go ahead and sing I Love to Tell the Story. Can you say the books of the Bible in one breath? I'm going to try it, and you can try it along with me. Are you ready? Take a big, deep breath, and then we're going to say it together. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. How'd you do? Were you able to do it? Oh, well, if you can't, that's okay. Just keep practicing. The more you know it, the easier it'll be and the faster you'll be able to go. Now, we don't want to just learn the books of the Bible just to say it really fast. We want to learn them so that we know how to find Bible verses. But if you can say something really fast correctly, that means that you know it. Hi, boys and girls. We have a new lesson to study this week. Have you been enjoying our lessons? I hope you have. Well, this week's lesson is called Love's Greatest Gift. Have you ever loved someone very, very, very much? I bet you have. Maybe it's your parents or your grandparents or a best friend. It's so wonderful when we have somebody that we can love and care for. Jesus loves us, and He gave Himself as the most wonderful, amazing gift ever. But before we get to that, let's pause and pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that You will send us Your Holy Spirit to help us to understand, to know what You want us to learn, and to be with us today. With Your Spirit, we can have the ability to say no to Satan and yes to You. Thank You. Amen. As the Jews were trying to convince Pilate that Jesus should be executed, they mentioned that He was from Galilee. All of a sudden, this gave Pilate an idea. Pilate and Herod, the king of Galilee, had quarreled. They had been in an argument, and they weren't very happy with each other. But Herod was visiting Jerusalem just then, and Pilate thought he would be pleased if he asked Herod to judge Jesus. This way, he and Herod could be friends again, and then Herod would have to decide what to do with Jesus, not Pilate. So that's what Pilate did. It reminds me of a story of two little girls who were very best friends, and one of the girls was Dee. And Dee had beautiful, full, thick, curly blonde hair that was just beautiful, and everyone wished that they had their hair like Dee. Well, little Alice, she and Dee were best friends, and one day Alice was sitting behind her in school and admiring Dee's hair and said, "Oh, I wish I could have a lock of that hair and put it under my pillow." And so she thought, well, why not? So she got out her scissors and she took a little snip of Dee's hair and cut off a lock of Dee's hair. Well, in her haste, she ended up dropping the scissors and they fell to a clatter on her desk, and the teacher whipped around and saw Alice and she said, "Alice, stand up. What do you have in your hand?" And Alice showed her, and Dee had whipped around and looked and said, "Oh, that's my hair!" Dee was not happy with Alice. The teacher refused to let Alice and Dee speak to each other, and Alice had to move seats for a whole week. Alice kept trying to reach out to her friend Dee and say, "I'm sorry, please forgive me," but Dee would have none of it. Alice even wrote notes, but Dee would just rip them up and throw them away. She was so mad. She felt betrayed. This was really bothering Alice. She wanted Dee as her friend again. So one day she was sitting at the table doing her homework, and she heard a scratch at the door. And it was Wilma, her kitty cat. So she let Wilma in, and there, tumbling along behind Wilma, was two baby kittens. So cute, so adorable. And she remembered, Dee had always wanted a baby kitten. So she got the baby kitten, put a little ribbon around its neck, and ran over to Dee's house. Maybe this will make it so that they can be friends again. She went up to Dee's house, and Dee had been playing outside, and when she saw Alice, she turned around to go back in. But Alice yelled, "Dee, wait, wait, please, I have something you're going to want." Well, Dee was curious, so she turned around and looked, and there was an adorable little baby kitten, so cute, sitting in the palm of Alice's hand. She had a little red ribbon around her neck. Dee's eyes got wide, and she went, "Oh, it's for you," said Alice. "I am so sorry. I never meant to hurt you. Please take this kitten." And Dee scooped up the little kitten in her arms and hugged her, and they were friends again. It's kind of like Pilate and Herod. They had had a quarrel, and Pilate decided, I know what I'm going to do. I am going to give Herod Jesus and let him deal with Jesus, and then we can be friends again. Pilate also wanted Herod to do the dirty work. He wanted Herod to be the one to make the decision about Jesus, if he was innocent or guilty. Do you know who this Herod was? He was the same Herod who had beheaded John the Baptist. And when he had first heard about Jesus and his wonderful miracles, he had been terrified. Why do you think he had been terrified? Well, let's look it up. The Bible tells us. Mark chapter 6, verse 14 through 16. Mark chapter 6, verses 14, 15, and 16. We're going to read all three verses. So go to Mark. That's the second book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark. Then go to chapter 6. Those are the big numbers. And then look down for those little numbers, our verses. We need verse 14, 15, and 16. Are you ready? Let's see what that says.
"Now King Herod heard of him, for his name had become well known, and he said, 'John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him.' Others said, 'It is Elijah,' and others said, 'It is the prophet, or like one of the prophets.' But when Herod heard He said, "This is John, who I beheaded. He has been raised from the dead."
He thought that Jesus was John the Baptist come back to life. Herod had not forgotten the terrible thing that he had done to John. And now he thought, if I save Jesus, maybe I'll forget what I had done to John. Also, he was eager to see Jesus because he knew that Jesus had done some miracles, and he wanted to see Jesus perform a miracle. Let's look at Luke chapter 23, verse 8. We're going to see Herod's thought process when Jesus was brought to him. Let's go to Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. So it's the next book after Mark. Luke chapter 23. It's kind of towards the back of the book. Luke chapter 23. And then we're going to look at verse 8. Verse 8. Let's see what this says.
"Now, when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him."
The priests shouted that Jesus should die, but Herod told them to be quiet. He ordered the guards to untie him, and as he looked at Jesus, he, just like Pilate, knew at once that Jesus was innocent. Herod had sick people brought in. He said, "Bring in the lame, bring in the sick. And Jesus, if you can heal them, if you are the Son of God, then I will let you go." But do you know what? If Jesus were to heal those people, why would he be doing it? Would he be doing it to glorify his Father in heaven? Or would he be doing it to get free, kind of like a payment? He would be doing it to get free. Jesus had never once done a miracle for himself. So did he do one now to save his life? Look at verse 9, Luke 23. Verse 9, it's the very next verse. What does that say?
"Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing."
He answered him nothing. You know, sometimes people suffer because of sin. Sometimes people die because of sin. Sometimes they don't have a miracle to save them. I don't know about you, but there have been people that I've prayed really, really hard. "Please, Lord, do a miracle in their life. Heal them. Help them." And they still die. There was no miracle. But does that mean that Jesus doesn't love them? Does it mean that Jesus doesn't love us? No. Jesus could have saved himself, but he didn't. Because he knew what was best for us. He did what was best for us. So can we trust Jesus even when bad things happen? Can we trust that he will be with us in those bad times? Can we trust that even when bad things happen, Jesus is still there and Jesus still loves us? I think we can. Even though Jesus did not save himself, it was because he had you and me in his mind. He knew that he had to go forward with the plan so that we could live with him in heaven. I'm so glad that he chose to go along with the plan, aren't you? Well, let's pray and thank him. Dear Lord, thank you so much for Jesus' sacrifice, that he died to save us. Come into our hearts, Lord. Help us to follow Jesus, to trust Jesus, even when bad things happen, to know that he still loves us and Jesus is still with us. Thank you. Amen. We have a new memory verse this week, John chapter 15, verse 3. "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." That is the ultimate show of love, if we are willing to die for someone else. Let's learn this memory verse song together.
John 15:13.
Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends.
Did you know that there's another Seed Pod you can listen to? That's right. I'm Miss Ashley, one of Miss Katie's friends, and I do one for the beginners. But even some of the older kids enjoy it. There's actions to go with the songs and the memory verse. There's lots of music. There's review questions and guessing games. And you'll get to hear other kids who are participating. Check it out at the Seed Pod for beginners.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.